Today on the podcast, we have Kathleen Berry back for another Moon Chat all about Taurus season. Hey, welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I'm learning about and teaching about in my everyday so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I truly appreciate you listening to this podcast, and if you do enjoy it, subscribe. You can also rate and leave a review on iTunes, which we super appreciate, and the highest form of flattery that you could possibly give this podcast, share it with a friend. We really, really appreciate it. Things before we get to our awesome conversation with Kathleen. Saturday yoga, 9 a.m. beginners, 10:30 intermediate every week in Ballston. Actually, not this Saturday, tomorrow, April 27th. We're going to be back on May 4th. So come on out. It's a really great class, a beautiful space, and it's a really great way to kick off your weekend. So consider coming on by. Also, I do have a couple spots opening up for private yoga. If you've ever thought about doing private yoga, come check it out. It's really amazing. We can work on specific poses and things that you want to do, work on old injuries or things that are not feeling super great in your body, give yourself extra time to relax, learn breathing techniques, and just have a really nice self-care part of your day. I really love it, and it's a pleasure, obviously, working with all of my clients, but we found it's just such a nice way of having time for you. That is not specifically rest, because there's still movement, there's still activity, but it's really personalized and really designed exactly for you. No two sessions are the same, and it's lots of fun. If you're interested in that, you can always head over to my website or send me an email. It's sam@behappyhealthyhuman.com. With that being said, let's move on to our conversation with Kathleen. She's on Instagram at KBB323. She's a fabulous yoga instructor and astrology expert who comes by about every 2 weeks to talk with us about what is happening in the stars and the planets. Today, we're getting all up into Taurus season and talking about some of those feelings of grounded, earthy, I just want to be comfortable and sit in my PJs kind of energy, both the positive and negative qualities of that, and just in general dealing with the changes in our moods and in our days and in our desires. So we end up having a really great conversation about how do we deal with the fact that we are humans that feel very different day in and day out. How do you deal with that, especially when you're in a period that you're maybe not so happy with? So really fabulous conversation. I know you will love it. It's obviously hilarious and fun as always. And without further ado, let's get to our conversation with Kathleen. Hello, Kathleen.
Hello, Sam.
How are you doing on this beautiful Friday?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Pretty good, thank you. Pretty good. Always nice to sit in the window, look out at the springtime that is happening around us.
So. Ooh, that's a good idea. Let me shift my position, actually.
Yeah, it's just everything is better when you get to see some trees. Yes. And I know, I mean, you have like such a lovely view outside of your window. So it is. It's really, really nice.
The azaleas are blooming and it's such a like fleeting moment in spring. But it's like they're one of my favorite flowers because they're just so beautiful.
Yeah. That's so, so lovely.
Yeah.
That is so lovely. Yeah, see, I'm up way higher than you. I'm on the 11th floor, so I see more. I'm more tops of trees. I don't get the down low, beautiful flowers. I mean, there's been so many colors around, but.
Yes.
So what's happening? What's happening in the stars?
Some stuff. We are
always. Okay, I'm going to interrupt. Sorry, I'm going to interrupt before we even start. To say, you have to be tired with how much the stars are always changing. It feels like every day there's a new sextile or something, and like where moon coming in or coming out. Like there's like something new every day.
Right. It's so changeable. It's so changeable. And that, so there's a big, and we had talked about this a little bit earlier. There's a big shift that just happened. Well, first of all, happy Taurus season, because we just entered. So the bull, you know, earthy, first of the earth signs. So a little young, still really like open and I hate the word naive for it, but I'm naive, so it's fine. I think it's a great word. It's a ignorance is bliss, but also stubborn and in your ways, but also loves nice things and comfort and snacks and hanging out and not leaving the couch if you don't have to. And Taurus is like, this season's like such an invitation to really like, from all the craziness of Aries and all the sudden change, like, okay, stop, slow it down. Let's chill and let's like do stuff that feels really good in our bodies. So I love that about Taurians in general.
Interesting. Yeah. Cause you know, I love how you kind of think about it as like that life cycle. I think as you've mentioned it, of like Aries being the beginning mm-hmm. and kind of evolving up. And it makes me think of like babies when they're born, like it's this crazy event and all this crazy change. And it's like, what is this world? And then yes. they kind of just like this life of like eat, sleep, poop.
That's so like, earthy.
All of that, now let's just hang. And they're kind of lumpy for a couple months, you know? Yeah. And so it's kind
of... I hate when we lose each other.
Personality for a few months. And so it kind of, I don't know. I think it sounds like it fits.
It totally fits. I love that analogy too. I think it's all like, yeah, you think about, you come out kicking and screaming, like you said, and then you like notice you have a hand, and then you notice you have a foot, and then you notice there's food. Oh my goodness. This is amazing. So yeah, that's kind of like Taurus is like, oh, I'm a body on Earth. Okay. And maybe they don't quite get the Earth part yet, but you know, it's tied to Earth. So you want that sort of earthy, like, oh, there's a ground beneath my feet. I can explore that. That's pretty cool. So yeah, for sure. We're in that season. And then the other big move is we're in a bit of a double dose of Taurus, because Uranus, which is an outer planet, which is, it's more generational. It rules, yes. you know, broader society in general. It's the change maker. It's if you've listened to past episodes, Uranus rules Aquarius. So sort of that independent streak, that seeking justice, seeking sort of like equality for people, but also a really like deeply be you sign. You know, don't just go with the crowd. What's actually true for you? So when you combine those two energies, you get like a very interesting and sometimes maybe chaotic feeling around, okay, Taurus is super stable and of Earth. And then Aquarius or Uranus rather is very, it's much broader. It's much less about this, the individual self. However, it's about the expression of uniqueness. And so you have like these sort of dual ideas happening. And it's the first time in a lot of our generations that this is this planetary aspect will be felt. So I think the last time was 1942. If I read my article correctly.
Mm-hmm. Because I think we talked about this in the episode we did all about Aquarius, and we kind of talked about, you know, suddenly like millennials make sense and we're going to change the world. All of the activity that we've had really makes sense. So are you saying that actually in this next few years and as this next generation grows up, it might kind of get a little more all good, we're hanging, like kind of
yeah, that, I think that's definitely one aspect. I think it's an aspect too of like, yeah, stabilizing. So yeah, those of us who identify as millennial, it's like we're used to you know, a gig economy is more of our status quo, changing jobs every 3 to 5 years, if not more, picking up work that aligns more to our values rather than following the corporate ladder. And it's almost, so Taurus also has this sense of like home and physical expression and comfort. Think of it, I kind of think of Taurus as like the Earth version of Cancer, and which I think is a good thing. It's just, they're both very, they have sort of a maternal feminine yin energy, which is a balance to the more masculine Aquarian Uranus energy that we're in right now in the age of Aquarius. It's very rational. It's very airy. Whereas Taurus is super like, but what feels good, but what's actually, you know, like what's in alignment and like, what can I do physically that aligns me to what is my highest and best? Whereas Uranus is like, well, what do you think? And how do you inquire and observe? So it's just interesting how there's a duality there.
Yeah. I mean, this like kind of actually sort of gives me hope because, you actually just mentioned something a little bit ago of just how this last week people have been in a funky, like, what is happening kind of mood. And if you want to get into it more, definitely feel free. But, you know, I hit that, and I think it was Monday or Tuesday that Sean came home and was like, I think the world is like exploding right now. Like,
yes.
I was like, oh shit, what happened? You know? Right? And so what you're talking about with this kind of Taurus, like, I almost think back to the land, even though it's, you're more saying like back to home, like it kind of gives me this little hope that in whatever way we do choose to explode, like that maybe people will be like happy and good. Like maybe everyone will just be like, yeah, you know what? Like small is beautiful. Let's just live in our own little like communities for a bit. And then, which obviously has positives and negatives and all of those things, but I don't know, the way that you're talking about it makes me feel like, oh, actually, it might be really nice. It might feel really good. So,
Yeah. And that's like we've talked about this before too, but there's duality to each sign. And, the light, I don't know, light and dark, do with that what you will, but sort of like the positive connotations of Taurus are what we've described, that the hominess, earthiness, comfort, really being in your physical body and meeting its needs and listening to its needs, like take a freaking bath, get a mud mask on that face, like whatever that is. But then there's also the other side, which is really unchecked Taurus energy can make you feel really stagnant, really lazy. It can make you like unmotivated. And I would argue that it's just finding the balance of the two.
Okay, can you tell me how to fix that? That would be great.
Well, I think half of it is just if I've learned anything from astrology, it's that, you know, acknowledgement is key. Like, it's like when we're, and that's actually a theme I'm going to like rope into my yoga classes this weekend and like going into next week, which is like, reality, like what is real. And it's kind of goes to the Byron Katie book, I think we mentioned before on this podcast, Living What Is. Yes.
Yeah.
So
good.
Just the idea that like, where are you causing undue suffering to yourself by simply not accepting the reality of a scenario, which like maybe your reality right now is I'm tired and I don't really want to do much outside of what I'm required to do in order to meet my physical and material needs on Earth during Taurus season. But like, other than that, I might need to take a little more a deeper dive into like chilling out.
Yeah.
You know, that's like reality for a lot of people. And we live in a society that's so built on the bottom line. Like, how are you getting me a return on investment? How are you? How are you productive to show that you have value? And it's like, wait a second, though. How am I supposed to be productive all the time? That's just, it doesn't make sense. So what's real? What's real for me? Like my example would be, I just did a work trip Monday to Wednesday. It was just down to Atlanta. It's not far. It's an hour and a half flight. It's actually a really lovely flight, super easy. But then there was some driving involved, you know, driving about 2 hours, 2.5 hours to another town outside of Atlanta. And so within a 3-day period, I mean, that equates to sitting for about 4 hours within one day. And then we drove back the next day. And then so the whole point being, I got home Wednesday evening. I did a little late night yoga, which felt great. And then the next morning I slept in and then I took a nap at 4 p.m. And I don't nap. I'm an Aries. Like, I do not nap. I don't need them.
Yeah.
But I napped for an hour and a half. And it was such a, like, the Aries pitta side of me was like, you should probably go do yoga. Like, that's what you probably need right now. And it was loud and it was wah, wah, wah. And I was like, The softer, nice voice was like, what if you just laid down under your, like, really snuggly blanket? And then I tried that, and then I was like, yep, this is right. And then I napped, and it felt great.
Yeah. I think that is really, that's very, very beautiful, and you're so right. So it sounds like, yeah, kind of also, again, think about this Taurus energy, that it's not as much about productivity, and it's not as much about mine, and it's like, what feels good?
What feels good? And then like Taurus is also super stable and about the long game. And so Taurus energy recognizes that if you burn out quick, that you're not going to have the energy you need for the long haul. And so take increments, like incremental shifts of rest. The idea that like, it's okay to have a nap here and there. It's okay to like pause or to have a comforting meal that maybe is higher in calories than you're used to, or like is more rich in you know, the ingredients that you're used to, but like, it's not forever. You don't do that every day. And air is like so rejuvenating to you, to your physical body, and then thus your spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is beautiful.
Do you have any close Taurus friends that come to mind? Because when I think of my Taurian friends, I'm just like, those are the friends who I know. I go to them and they're just like, have a cheese ready. Like, let's sit down. Let's wear stretchy pants. Let's make sure that we're in our comfortable setting. Like, and then like, everything that we need to talk about. And it's a safe place for me. And I feel like so much love for my Taurus friends.
That is so, so sweet. Yeah. I mean, the person that always comes to mind who you know as well is Juan. And, and he's kind of like most recognized. Actually, not, if I'm like thinking about birthdays, I don't actually know that many Taurus people. I don't have that many Taurus close friends. I mean, I've been looking a little bit, like, again, this is what I do on Facebook now, is I look at whose birthday it is and think, they're Taurus. And there were a couple, let's see, when did Taurus begin? Like just a couple days ago?
Yeah, I believe, was it Monday or Sunday or Monday?
Yes, yeah, so there's a couple, like there's a few yoga teachers that I know where I'm like, oh, I get this now. Mm-hmm. I get this. And it's those, I kind of always knew that I was drawn, that like, if I think about some of my closest friends, people that I find really enjoyable, they usually have a really nice amount of kapha energy in them. Mm-hmm. Like my sister's a great example of this. She's a nice amount of kapha, and I'm just like, oh, thank you for making me feel comfortable and happy. And and so I think kind of this Taurus is the same way of like, you know, again, thinking of this lovely friend that's a yoga teacher and Juan and other people that I know, that I'm like, you're just such a nice human. Like, you're mm-hmm. just so nice to be around. Like, my Virgo-y Vata Pitta is just like, oh, what a good idea. Let's slow down.
Right?
Like, that would be so nice. Let's do that. Like, that would be such a great idea. But I think it is hard. I will say it is the same, like you were talking about this battle within you of, I should definitely go to yoga. That will make me feel better. Versus right. I should take a nap. That would make me feel better. And I think it's a really interesting one, because I feel like I've been doing a lot of that this last week of, well, would I feel better if I like got out and took a walk and saw outside and all that? Or would I feel better if I took a nap? And it's, you know, it's a really hard one, because, you know, taking a walk outside or going to yoga, like, yes, that does make you feel really good too. Like,
right.
Yeah, like there's no bad thing, but you can feel kind of like the sides warring a little bit, and it's sometimes hard to choose. I think it's really hard to choose.
It is. I feel like it's sort of, and that's sort of more like acknowledgement of reality, which is something I, you know, we all struggle with, because I was trying to come up to with like, what's the difference between something being real and being true? And I realize it's kind of the same thing, but the idea is that like, if it's really true, like there's a sense of alignment, and alignment doesn't always have to mean like, it feels great. But when yeah. something feels true for you, like I'm exhausted, like there's a truth to that, that maybe then it almost lightens the load when you're like, okay, oh, I am exhausted, because I did just have a kind of intense 3 days of not just travel, but I was working, and I was working with people, and it was really like my extroverted side had to come out real hardcore. And while I feel very comfortable in that space when I'm in it, you know, there is a little bit of a come down from being on that high. So the acknowledgement of that for me was like, wow, what a gift that I actually had the wherewithal to observe first. And that's for me, like where a lot of my breakthroughs have come in the past couple of years, which is like, observe, like see what's happening for you, instead of assuming like, what should I add to my life to fix what I think is the problem? And instead it's like, what's going on physically first, A.
And I love that. Yeah. And it is, you bring up such a great point. It's one of the pieces that I really love about Ayurveda, and maybe, you know, it comes up for you as well with astrology. And in that one is, you know, if you're trying to decide, do I go to yoga or do I take a nap? Well, I just did strenuous, extroverted, active things. Probably the nap, and versus, well, I've been sitting in my butt all day, kind of working, kind of, but like kind of desking. And so what do I need now? Actually, I probably do need to get moving and get active and get out there. And so kind of using, and so I use it in an Ayurvedic sense. I think, oh, wait, I've been doing this very pitta thing. Oh, I probably need something that's a little more kapha or a little more vata or vice versa. And I really love that as a way of helping to see, oh, what's the next step? Well, that's essentially the opposite of what I've been doing. That's usually it. I was just listening to an interview with Elizabeth Gilbert, or it was a show she actually did, and it was kind of an interesting, I'm not like 100% on this, but I kind of like it. She said that one of her favorite definitions of magic was whatever has to happen next. Like that has to happen next. And I like, again, I'm like, do I get I don't, magic? Why is that magic? I don't know. But I like this idea of there is something next. Like there is what has to happen or what is going to happen, that we live in a continuum between past and present and future. And there is something next there. And so the magic is just stepping into it and just going into it and just saying, what needs to happen next? A nap. That's magical. I
Yes.
thought that
Yes.
was a really cool definition.
She's a cool woman. Like she's there's more to her than eat, pray, love, people. So if you haven't taken another chance, you should. I follow her on Instagram, and I'm always very touched by her messages. So, but yeah, I love that idea that magic is kind of like the alignment of what needs to happen. Like instead of feeling like magic is like a spell you perform or like a debt, and that's something I've struggled with in my meditation in the past, which is like feeling that it should feel a certain way, right? And that comes back to the whole accepting of reality. Well, what is right now? Because if I want to do this badass new moon ritual where I burn sage and I write my intention, like sit in silence where I feel floaty and super connected to spirit for 30 minutes, but I actually just feel like shit because I haven't been taking care of my body, or just, I don't know, I'm on my cycle or whatever it is. There's other, like the universe has other plans for us sometimes, and we can come in and force it, and we can be like, but this is what I'm supposed to be doing today. Or we can take that moment and be like, okay, well, and this is something I've done. I've had to be like, well, it doesn't feel really aligned for me today to do that. And to me, it feels like to force that would almost be counterproductive to what I'm really trying to go for. So like softening into what is, and I love that word softening, like melting, like just, okay, well, where do I do less? Where do I just sort of observe what's actually happening? And especially with, you and I both have super pitta stuff happening in our personalities. Like it feels like you constantly need to be doing, but sometimes the universe takes care of it for you and is like, nope, not today. Just not today. Maybe not this week.
Oh my God, you bring up so many thoughts. I mean, one of them, which is so huge, is, there has to be a level of trust. And I think this is maybe what I'm a little bit battling, is there has to be a level of trust that if you do soften, it will pick back up again, right? Like that if I say, you know what, I am going to skip yoga today, it's not going to be I never do yoga again. And I think there can be a major fear. I actually did a podcast about this. I think it's about our true nature. About like there can be a major fear of like, if I let myself to my own devices, I will become exactly what I don't want to be. And I think we have to realize it's actually the opposite. If we let those own devices, we'll actually probably feel really great and actually be exactly what we want to be. And so I think that really comes up for me in thinking about this of like, soften in and trust that like maybe next month you'll be into it, or maybe next month you won't be into it, or whatever. Like, and actually get too worried about what it means for down the road and just say, well, today, this is what it is. This is what is happening.
Yes, and I'm like, I so hardcore relate to that feeling, and like that's been that fear has ruled most of my life, especially around diet and exercise and appearance. I'm actually, and I, you know, coincidentally, because I didn't even do this on purpose, but I'm doing some like personal inner work around my body lately. And I know that's a very personal thing for most of us. And, you know, just know that like the way that I feel open to share it might not be the way someone else feels open to share it. And I'm down with that. I think everyone's got to share what they feel is right. But I'm at a point where I'm like, why am I still looking in the mirror and having those really mean feelings about this wonderful gift that I have? This like physical, like I know esoterically now, and I know rationally now, like these are two things I maybe was lacking a few years ago, but I know deep down, like, wow, I have a body that works, and I have all my health and my limbs. And, you know, like you can have a wonderful full life without health and limbs. You really can. But like, I have an exceptionally gifted life and blessed life that I don't have to worry about that. And like, I can sit here and wish away that I had the perfect abs and the perfect butt and the perfect handstand and the perfect arms that like never jiggle ever. But the fact is like, I'm doing okay. And so I'm trying to, I've been actually the past couple days journaling in the morning of like, it's body love time. What are five things I'm really grateful about physically, just physically, which, and I feel like it's a really great toot my own horn, don't I? But it's a really great time to do that in Taurus season, because Taurus is really physical and it's really about your primordial like connection to body and earth. So I offer that to folks if you're struggling too. Like, I keep looking in the mirror. Well, A, like I keep wearing crop tops, which is like, if you're worried about your abs, why do you keep? Right. But then there, yeah. Whoops, part of me is like, felt cute, might delete later, but then it's an outfit, so I can't. But like, also a high waist with a crop is a nice little in between. However, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, like our bodies are constantly doing such wonderful things for us. And it's like the same way we feel things can be happening to us. Like our body doesn't happen to us. It's here for us. And so I'm trying to shift the deep down relationship to it by making small little affirmations and small little gratitude notes to my body of like, I see you, I appreciate you. And I even, like yesterday I looked in the mirror and was straight up like, why are you so mean to her? Like she's got your back. So that's kind of cool, because I'm shifting. But I kind of want to tie that back to what you were saying before, which is also like this idea that we're in a time where we're slowing down a little bit, and it's still, things are still fresh and new, but they're also a bit more stable. I think what we're feeling societally is the shift into like a changeable sign, or a changeable planet rather, Uranus. And I say changeable, it's actually a fixed planet. So let me be clear. Astrology wise, it's fixed, meaning that it has qualities that are a bit more stubborn, a bit more set in their ways, and a bit more like, I know this and you cannot make me see differently. That said, it's also a change maker. So Uranus is changing signs and is already of a sort of like, it's not cataclysmic in change, especially when it's positioned in Taurus, but it can feel subtly chaotic is kind of how I would describe it. In fact, there's one, there was sort of a quote I read that was around like, you might not feel like a big storm is coming through in your life, but you might feel like little earthquakes every day. with this change, because we're still within the first couple days of a 7-year planetary aspect of Uranus in Taurus. So just, hey, be patient with yourself. But all this to say, I'm rambling a bit. All this to say is that the idea, and it comes back to change and how it's usually when it's a long lasting change, we're not going to get there overnight. It's something that's built off of daily choices and daily habits. And the trust that you mentioned earlier, the trust and belief that like, it's all going to come full circle. So I might be feeling really low energy and crappy today, but today is not every day. So let today be what it is. Accept the reality, because then that positions you to accept reality tomorrow, which might be, I wake up bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and I'm ready to conquer the world. So I just offer that. Like, slow change is not a bad thing. Slow change, in fact, oftentimes can be really stable and grounding to us. And then we have to worry. The worry and the fear starts to fade. Like, oh, today's just a crappy day because I'm tired from traveling. Okay, nap. And then, you know, and then, wow. And then tomorrow it's like, okay, I'm going to wake up and do 6:30 a.m. yoga. And I feel great.
You're not identified with your current feeling, yeah. Right? You're not mixing outer state with inner world.
Exactly.
And it's like, this is what I'm feeling today. Not, gosh, I'm such a crappy, lazy person.
Right.
It's yes. Like, no. It's like, this is what it is. Hello. Welcome.
Right.
Welcome. Welcome. It's a really great point. It's a really, really great point. And I think the thing that scares me, if I think like, okay, Sam, you know this, like what are you struggling against then? I think what scares me is I know how hard habits are to break. And knowing, you know, when you say like slow, long-term change, I'm like, great. Except, oh gosh, wait, what if I like, I'm stuck like this for months, you know, like I can never get out of it again. Or this isn't what I wanted, what I dreamed, what I schemed. Mm-hmm. Even saying that, I'm like, oh my god, that sounds so ridiculous. And not so ridiculous, but like, line up. You'll go back to whatever you need to go back to whenever you need to go back to it. Done.
Right. You well, know? It's just even just the acknowledgement that it's scary is like the work.
You know? Oh, thank you, Kathleen. Yeah.
Just like, it is kind of scary. I am leaving a lot up to choice and to fate and like, what if I do feel like this every day for 3 months? And then it's like, right. But I get to choose. Like, it's my choice.
It's a book called The Tools by Barry Michaels and Phil Stutz. Really, really great book. And kind of one of the last, they give these tools for essentially getting through situations that feel like crap. And they're really lovely. But the last one is like, you're never exonerated. Like, please do not believe that you are going to do these things for 4 months and then be fine and perfect and nothing. Like, not like, oh, you can do a handstand now? No, you have no problems and you're never sad. Or like, oh, you went to yoga class every day for 3 months? Well, now you never have to go again. It's like, no. You're never exonerated. So don't be scared of the work and just do today. And I think that's kind of what's happening. It's like, oh, I just really don't want to wake up in 5 months and then have to like journal and be like, oh my God, Sam, you've been doing everything opposite of what you want to do. Jesus. You know, right. Like now you have to get yourself back. That actually might be exactly what happens and it'll be perfect when it does.
Right.
Okay. You know, like why would you want to be exonerated is the other piece, which I think is fascinating. Because this is a Tony, the really tall Robbins. Guy that everyone loved.
Robbins.
Yes, Robbins. Thank you. You know, one of the things he talks about is like, you know, he worked with, who did he work with? Like Princess Diana, Bill Clinton, Andre Agassi. Yeah. You know, he said like one of the worst the things that happens is when people think that they're at the top and they don't know where to go. Right. So if we feel like, oh, great, I'm done. We actually are going to feel like crap. Mm-hmm. Right. Like we actually want to keep
and I think that's what you're reminding me to do.
I'm going to need that reminder in like 10 minutes, so I totally get it. That is, though, it's so true. That's the work. Like, the work is, yeah, if you ever feel like you've arrived, it means there's more work to do. And which can sound like kind of triggering in some ways if you're still dealing with like what are my daily habits, but I mean it in like the best way possible. And when you start to really ground yourself into how do I feel physically, how does that relate to how I feel mentally, and then what are my sort of like spiritual objectives, like how does this all sort of integrate into like who I am as a being, it becomes less scary and it actually becomes kind of like, dare I say, fun or pleasurable, exciting to do the work. Like sometimes, and that's not every day. I mean, every day is different, but some days I'm just like, ooh, yay. We get to like, I get to sit and journal. I mean, on my back patio, this is fun. Like this is so much more fun than watching reality TV, even though I still do that. So we're working on that, but you know,
I 100% agree with you. And that's a great point of like, if you remember the lightness and the ability for amazing things to come up. Like a silly, like a small silly example is, you know, I've had my morning routine for years that I love, and good breakfast and meditation and some sort of movement and all these things. And then, you know, when we moved to the new house a couple of weeks ago, now I have space to set up my keyboard. So I used to not have a place to put it up. Now I have it up all the time. And so now I play piano for 7 minutes every morning. And it's the, and you know, if everything was fixed, if everything was stationary, if I didn't need to grow and change and move, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have started doing
right.
that. And it's been such a like a beautiful, like necessary part of my day, even for 5 minutes. And so it's like, what if I discover a beautiful thing I want to add or subtract from my day? Mm-hmm. And actually it doesn't have to be struggle hard. It might be beautifully light.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I do.
I'm excited for tourist season, my friend.
I know, me too. It would behoove me to tell you too that there is a Taurus new moon coming May 4th.
Oh,
so if any of the sort of like themes or thoughts we've had and shared about Taurus season and also Uranus and Taurus, like you wanted to do some sort of manifestation or intention setting or damn it, except that you just want to feel good for a day, May 4th, mark it on your calendar. I believe that's what day is the
It's a Saturday.
Oh, beautiful. I mean, what better day?
Yeah, that is awesome. Ooh,
what better way?
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Fabulous.
So are you. I hope you get to relax all day after you're done with what you have to do.
Thank you. I will. I'm excited. And even between, I'm teaching a couple classes, but in between, I'm taking my journal. I'm doing midday journaling these days, which I'm really enjoying.
Yeah.
And it's working very, very nicely for me because I'm more awake and I'm like, it just is working nicely. Mm-hmm. I'm less in a rush to get to breakfast. And it's going to be great. So thank you.
Oh, enjoy.
Okay. Have a fabulous day.
You too, babe. Bye.